This is the reading for December 2nd. Micah chapter 7. Poor me, I am like a hungry man, and all the summer fruit has been picked. There are no grapes left to eat, none of the earthly figs I love. All of the faithful people are gone. There is not one good person left in this country. Everyone is waiting to kill someone. Everyone is trying to trap someone else. With both hands they are doing evil. Rulers ask for money, and judges' decisions are bought for a price. Rich people tell what they want, and they get it. Even the best of them is like a thorn bush. The most honest of them is worse than a prickly plant. The day that your watchman warned you about has come. Now they will be confused. Don't believe your neighbor or trust a friend. Don't say anything, even to your wife. A son will not honor his father. A daughter will turn against her mother, and a daughter-in-law will be against her mother-in-law. A person's enemies will be members of his own family. Israel says, I will look to the Lord for help. I will wait for God to save me. My God will hear me. Enemy, don't laugh at me. I have fallen, but I will get up again. I sit in the shadow of trouble now, but the Lord will be a light for me. I sinned against the Lord, so he was angry with me, but he will defend my case in court. He will bring about what is right for me. Then he will bring me out into the light, and I will see him set things right. Then my enemies will see this, and they will be ashamed, those who said to me, "Where is the Lord your God?" I will look down on them. They will get walked on like mud in the street. The time will come when your walls will be built again, when your country will grow. At that time, your people will come back to you from Assyria and the cities of Egypt, and from Egypt to the Euphrates River, and from sea to sea and mountain to mountain. The earth will be ruined for the people who live in it because of their deeds. So shepherd your people with your stick, tend the flock of people who belong to you. That flock now lives alone in the forest, in the middle of a garden land. Let them feed in Bashan and Gilead, as in days long ago. As in the days when I brought you out of Egypt, I will show them miracles. When the nations see those miracles, they will no longer brag about their own power. They will put their hands over their mouths, refusing to listen. They will crawl in the dust like a snake, like insects crawling on the ground. They will come trembling from their holes to the Lord our God and will turn in fear before you. There is no God like you. You forgive those who are guilty of sin. You don't look at the sins of your people who are left alive. You will not stay angry forever because you enjoy being kind. You will have mercy on us again. You will conquer our sins. You will throw away all our sins into the deepest part of the sea. You will be true to the people of Jacob, and you will be kind to the people of Abraham, as you promised to our ancestors long ago.
The book of 1 John.
My name is John. Some false teachers are traveling through Asia. I will write to refute these teachers and their message. I want to stop their influence and to show that Jesus is the eternal God and still a real man.
Chapter 1.
The word of life existed from the beginning. We have heard it, we have seen it, we observed and touched it. This life was revealed to us. We have seen it and we testify about it. We are reporting to you about this eternal life that was in the presence of the Father and was revealed to us. This is the life we have seen and heard. We are reporting about it to you also so that you too can have a relationship with us. Our relationship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing this so that we can be completely filled with joy. This is the message we heard from Christ and are reporting to you. God is light, and there isn't any darkness in Him. If we say we have a relationship with God and yet live in the dark, we're lying. We aren't being truthful. But if we live in the light in the same way that God is in the light, we have a relationship with each other, and the blood of His Son Jesus cleanses us from every sin. If we say we aren't sinful, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. God is faithful and reliable. If we confess our sins, He forgives them and cleanses us from everything we've done wrong. If we say we have never sinned, we turn God into a liar, and His word is not in us.